We will recap the latest news in state politics during this first half of our state capitol report. Good morning. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, May 21st. We will also begin a series of forums with the candidates running in the state Senate recall elections coming up after 7:30 this morning. First up will be Libertarian candidate in the 13th Senate District, Terry Virgil. He is running against the incumbent, Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald, who, by the way, has not replied to our invitation to participate in one of these forums, and Democratic candidate Lori Compass, who will be on the show tomorrow after 7:30. But first, we're going to talk about the dueling job reports that were a big part of the news last week with Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter Sean Johnson. And we'll welcome your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Sean Johnson joins us in the studio. Good morning, Sean.
Morning, Joy.
So now, Governor Walker releases new employment numbers for Wisconsin last week that paint a very different picture than what we've been hearing about with this report from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. Can you help us understand what's going on here?
Well, I can say that it was a very different week than people were expecting, because what we were expecting was that on Thursday, as scheduled, the Department of Workforce Development was going to release its monthly jobs numbers. And these are the numbers that it compiles, or that are compiled by the Bureau of Labor Statistics in cooperation with the State Department of Workforce Development, and then released to the state. And it's on a very set schedule. We're going to release these numbers on this day. We know where they're going to come out on, each month for the rest of the year. So that's what we were expecting. And this was going to be the last monthly jobs report before the recall election. And so the political significance, obviously, when jobs is the number one issue on everybody's minds, when it's the number one issue that voters are talking about, jobs are huge. And especially when we have a governor who has said, I'm going to create 250,000 jobs, going to help the private sector create 250,000 new jobs in my first term, raises the bar, and he's saying, watch the numbers. And so everybody was watching the numbers. That was scheduled to come out on Thursday. On Wednesday, the governor's office released its own set of numbers, or a different set of numbers, and it looked at something called the quarterly census of employment and wages. For all of 2011, under that metric, according to numbers that we only know from the governor's administration right now, Wisconsin gained 23,000 jobs instead of losing 30,000 plus. So a pretty big swing. And the governor was out in front talking about this and said that, you know, this erases any idea that we lost jobs in my first year in office.
And obviously, I understand the political implications in that it does change the narrative. And that, obviously, as a candidate, that's a positive thing. But it doesn't change the facts. And the facts are clear that Wisconsin gained jobs, and that any of the assertions that are being made now about Wisconsin losing jobs are just plain wrong. They're not factual.
So this was, I guess, a couple things to say about this quarterly census of employment and wages. And this is a set of numbers that the governor released. And I feel a little funny talking as if I'm some kind of an authority on this, because until a few months ago, I honestly didn't know about this census. But from what I have found out in talking to economists and talking to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, when you have these numbers finalized, it's a good measure, because it is a, you know, it is more of a census as opposed to a survey. You know, you're taking the unemployment insurance records from most of the state's employers and getting your numbers from them instead of from a survey of a smaller section of employers and extrapolating a larger number from that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But what's weird about this is that these numbers were, are normally due for release by the federal government on June 28th.
Ah, so we jumped the gun a little bit.
Recall elections June 5th. If you wait until the federal government releases this data and vets the data, then the recall election is over and done. So these numbers
have not been vetted.
They have not been vetted. We are you know, essentially taking the State Department of Workforce Development's word on the final quarter of 2011 here. So those caveats on those numbers there.
Yeah, and is it also worth noting that no other state is being measured by the census that Governor Walker released last week?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And there's no way to compare state to state with these numbers because Wisconsin is out in front on these. And the Bureau of Labor Statistics says that is Wisconsin's prerogative, that these numbers until June 28th, they're essentially the property of the states and they can release what they want to with them. But Democrats were crying foul from the get-go.
How is Tom Barrett reacting?
Barrett says basically that Governor Walker is trying to muddy the waters here when he's got bad job numbers. He's trying to confuse people.
It's clear what he's trying to do. He is trying to gum up the numbers. There's absolutely no question about it, because he knows without a doubt that these numbers will not be verified until after the election. If he was sincere about using this brand new set of numbers, he would have presented them at a time when they could have been vetted, as all numbers are, by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. But there was no intention to have those numbers vetted. It was 100% political.
So why is the Walker administration, why is Governor Walker looking at these numbers now when in the past he has been fine with the numbers from the Bureau of Labor Statistics?
Well, yeah, in the past, you remember last summer before the state Senate recall elections, the governor came out in a very big way because the monthly jobs numbers there said that Wisconsin added 9,500 jobs. And that was based on these monthly estimates that come from employers that the governor is now saying, we don't really want to look at those. But in the past, this was a measure that he was comfortable looking at. It is a consistent measure from state to state. So you can compare, Wisconsin to Minnesota, et cetera, the nation, in terms of jobs added or lost based on this employer survey. Obviously, he wants to look at positive numbers. And he's making the case that, you know, this is now the best available data, that this quarterly census of economic wages is a census instead of a survey. And so for 2011, this should be the metric we're looking at.
All right. So he's saying that the jobs report that came out last Thursday showing what, Wisconsin lost 6,300 jobs? Is that what it said?
Yeah, it said it was 6,200 private sector jobs, a net loss of 5,900 jobs, because the state actually in this in this report gained government jobs. So,
but he's saying that that's wrong.
Yeah. In fact, we can maybe skip ahead to that. He's actually saying that now the measure that we need to be looking at is from a different survey. And so there are two surveys that go out every month: this employer survey and then this household survey that looks at the unemployment rate. And the governor's now saying that this monthly survey didn't matter too much because you really ought to be looking at the unemployment rate, which is going down.
The most accurate reflection month to month is the unemployment rate. That has been consistent. It has dropped all throughout the tenure I've been in office as governor. We see those numbers matching up with what we saw for 2011 yesterday. And I think the fact that the unemployment rate dropped yet again to 6.7%, well below the national average.
So it's fair to say that there are many critics of this idea. Steve Dellers is an economist at the UW-Madison, and just asked him about that idea that we shouldn't be looking at this monthly survey of employers, and instead we should be looking at this other survey.
No, that's flat out wrong. Historically, we have used the firm survey data for years and years and years. That's what every other state uses. That's what the nation uses. So for Wisconsin to suddenly come out and say that those numbers are no good is essentially saying, well, the numbers that we've been using for years and every other state uses are no good. And there's no reason to make that statement.
So, talk about muddy the waters. I feel like we've almost done that here.
But Well, let me take a break, and then we'll talk a little bit more about reaction and implications of these dueling job numbers. And we'll welcome questions from listeners at 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Focusing most of this half of the State Capitol Report on Governor Walker releasing new employment numbers for Wisconsin last week, showing that jobs were gained in 2011, not lost, as we have been hearing from the Bureau of Labor Statistics. So which is it, and does this matter to you? Checking our weather forecast for today, it's going to be sunny and mild with highs in the mid-60s in the north to the low 70s in the south. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, hoping you'll stay tuned. Coming up after the news, after 7:30, we'll start a week-long series of candidate forums. We are going to be focusing in on the candidates who are running in the state Senate recall elections. And we will start with one of the candidates running in the 13th State Senate District. That's the seat that is held by Republican State Senator Scott Fitzgerald. He has two challengers on the June 5th recall. Libertarian candidate Terry Virgil is one of them, and he will be joining us coming up after 7:30. The Democratic candidate in this race, Lori Compass, will be joining us tomorrow after 7:30. And Scott Fitzgerald, we don't know. We don't think he will be joining us. He hasn't responded to our invitation to participate in one of these forums. By the way, this week during Ben Maron's show, At Issue with Ben Maron's in the afternoon, he is inviting in all of the candidates running for lieutenant governor and governor. So he'll be focusing on those races in candidate forums during the afternoon this week. We are talking right now with Sean Johnson, who is Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter, and focusing most of this half of the State Capitol Report on the jobs issue in the gubernatorial recall. And Sean, we have callers, so let's take questions from callers. Tommy in Wausau is first. Hello, Tommy.
Yes. Well, you know, I'm not surprised at all that you and your network, Public Radio, Wisconsin Real, is doing all you possibly can to spread propaganda. You've worked a year on trying to get Scott Walker out. It's not working out.
Hey, Tommy, what's the issue you want to talk about rather than criticizing us?
The issue is, when are you going to stop spreading liberal lies? When are you going to become
What's the liberal lie, Tommy?
Just tell me what I'm lying about.
You're putting out propaganda, okay, on numbers that are not true. They come from the UW. You people are nothing but a bunch of liberals. You have lost again. You've tried to take this.
Tommy, you're getting angry, and you're not telling us what.
I'm not getting angry. You have lost. Kathleen Dunn, and you have lost. Nice try.
Well, Tommy, you know, it'd be nice if you would specifically say, you said that we're releasing propaganda from the UW. That's not at all what's being done, Sean.
We've talked about two sets of numbers here this morning. They both come from the Bureau of Labor Statistics, okay? One is a quarterly census of economic wages, and it's for 2011. The other are monthly jobs reports by the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They showed a job loss, but they are an estimate. Last year's show a job gain, but they are not vetted. That is all we've said. We are not talking about any numbers from the UW. You had nothing specific in there.
Yeah. Well, Tommy, thanks for the call, I think. Gary in Iron River is with us now. Hi, Gary.
Yes, good morning, folks. So the point is being made that these new numbers have not yet been vetted by the federal government. To understand the significance of that, we should know, in the past quarters or past periods, how have they changed the state numbers after the federal government has vetted them? And that would give us a reasonable indication whether we can believe them or not.
Good question.
Yeah. So the state is just now releasing a breakdown of these numbers. And it should know later today what the numbers that they submitted this year, how they compared to the numbers they submitted last year, the same set of numbers, you know, an apples-to-apples comparison. So I can't tell you exactly what that would show. I can just tell you from talking to the Bureau of Labor Statistics that traditionally Wisconsin has not seen a large variation in terms of the numbers that they submit to the federal government compared to how they change. And, you know, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, you know, said they did not have any reason to expect that you'd see a large change this time.
Thank you very much, Gary. Next we go to Paul in Park Falls. Hello, Paul.
Good morning. I guess my question is related more to what the last caller had. If we have these surveys with all of this information available to us, why can't either one be used? What is the necessary purpose of only using one and not using the other?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, they give you there are two sets of information. The surveys are preliminary, and so they eventually do get finalized. We will know for sure the absolute final numbers by the federal government on June 28th. But that's, you know, that is what happens with these surveys are preliminary. So the final numbers are useful, but the surveys are also useful because they are the most current snapshot we have right now of how Wisconsin compares to other states. You know, we don't have that same snapshot when it comes to the final numbers, because other states haven't released these. What we do have is that snapshot on the preliminary numbers, and based on that, Wisconsin does not fare well compared to other states.
Yeah, but there's no way of knowing with the new formula how we compare to other states.
No, I mean, we'll know that on June 28th.
Yeah,
and that's the best I can tell you.
And is it? June 28th is the first and only time these numbers have been released from this census.
June 28th is just when the federal government is scheduled to release the numbers, and they won't deviate from that at all. They're on a schedule. It's up to the states to do what they want to with these numbers, and so the Walker administration wanted to come out with them early.
Mm-hmm. All right. Darlene in Milwaukee is with us. Hello, Darlene.
Yes, I just wanted to let your guests and your audience know that those numbers that are reported are accurate. I did that for a living for a period of time for a major employer in Wisconsin, and those numbers are taken directly from the payroll. It's directly how many people you are paying at that point in time. And those numbers are reported to the state, and from the state they go to the federal government. So those are the numbers that the federal government is using also to report if jobs are gained or lost.
Okay. Sean?
Yeah, absolutely. And mm-hmm. we said that, you know, these are like a census, you know, where you're pulling from all these employers versus a survey. And, you know, so you expect that to be more accurate than a survey. I don't think I'm wearing a tinfoil hat by saying they haven't been vetted by the federal government.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, so does this change? I don't know the focus of the issue when it comes to the recall, Sean. Is this going to take the wind out of Tom Barrett's sails in any way if he wants to focus in on the job losses that Wisconsin has supposedly experienced?
Yeah, I don't know. It's an abbreviated campaign, so every day is precious, and there were a few days spent talking about which numbers are better instead of talking about mm-hmm. you know, how the economy's doing. I mean, if you look at the if you take the governor's numbers, which are that quarterly census numbers, and if they're completely accurate, that doesn't bode entirely well for his 250,000 job promise. I mean, you're talking 23,000 jobs gained. If you continue on that pace, you're talking like a decade to hit the you know, 250,000 job number. So you know, we're not talking about that, though. We're talking about which survey is best, and, you know, why are we looking at this instead of that? So
yeah. So even with these rosier numbers, that campaign pledge that the governor made and he doubled down on during the Republican convention is not likely to be met based on these numbers.
If you continued at that rate, mm-hmm. yeah. And the governor has said that he thinks that is going to be. You know, that you're going to get the larger job gains toward the end of his administration.
Next, we go to Jerry in Appleton. Hello, Jerry.
Hi, good morning. My question basically is, we've got these preliminary job numbers out there, and we get these numbers vetted on June 8th. What's
28th.
The margin of Yeah, what are the margin of error on the numbers that are out there right now? And what are the underpinnings of this vetting? I mean, what's the process involved with getting these numbers dialed in more accurately? And also comment to your first neocon caller, you can't handle the truth.
All right. That aside, do you know how these numbers get vetted by the feds?
No. I mean, I think if I sat here and tried to tell you I did, I'd sound pretty foolish. The margin of error on the monthly surveys is pretty big, and it was pretty big last year when the governor came out and highlighted this job gain in the monthly survey, and it was later adjusted to be a job loss. They vary widely.
We have just a minute to go, Sean. So I apologize. I don't think we have time for any more callers. But in the final minute, so what do you expect from the campaign trail this week?
Who knows? I mean, it's a couple of weeks left, so it's going to be pretty intense. You know what the candidates want to talk about. The governor is really trying to put focus on the fact that he's running against the mayor of Milwaukee and all the urban problems that go along with the city of Milwaukee. He says you don't want those to be Wisconsin's problems. The mayor is really focusing on Governor Walker's, not only some of the jobs numbers, but also focusing on the John Doe investigation into former Walker aides at Milwaukee County. So that's where they're trying to drive the discussion.
Well, I hope to get an update from you next week. Thanks very much, Sean.
Thanks, Joy.
Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio state government reporter. We'll start our candidate forum series coming up after we check the news. This is the Ideas Network.